Today, I have chosen to speak from Psalm number 2.
今天我讲到是经文呢是诗篇的第二篇。
I just want to bring you the greetings of Northeast Community Church.
我再次带来东北费教会的问候。
These 2 weeks, we are pretty busy with our summer program.
这两星期呢，我们还挺忙的，因为我们夏天有一些事工。
So pray for us.
请为我们祷告。
And we'll pray for you also.
我们也会为你们祷告。
Before we go to the message, let's read this together.
在讲到之前呢，我们一起来读这个篇经文。
先读一个英文还是中文？
先读英文哈。
Okay, let's read this together in English.
那我们一起先用英文读。
And then we will read it together in Chinese.
那我们一起再用中文读。
Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying.Let us burst the bonds apart and cast away the cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you.Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be wondered, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way.For his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
诗篇第二篇，外邦
为什么
争闹？
万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，神宰一同上议，要抵挡耶和华和他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑。过去他们的绳索，那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嘲笑他们。那时他在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说：“我已经立我的君在西安我的圣山上。”受膏者说：“我要全圣子。”耶和华曾对我说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。”你求我，我就让列国视你为基业，让一级视你为田产。你必用铁杖打破他们，你必让他们如同天上的细沙之事。现在你们君王
应当醒悟，
你们世上的审判官
该受管教，
当神规矩去释放耶和华。要当权
战兢
而快乐，当以嘴禁止，恐怕到发怒，你们便在道中灭亡。因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福的。The world we live in is a very complicated and confusing world.
今天这个世界呢是很复杂的、很乱的一个社会。
It's a very messy world.
也很糟糕的社会。
We have politically, we have a lot of uncertainty.
政治上呢有很多不稳定的因素。
Economically, sounds like we're doing the country is doing quite okay.
那么经济上呢，这个国家好像还做得不错。
But there are other news articles if you dig into.就是 cast questions about the state of economy of the state.
当然了，如果你读一些文章呢，你就会对这个经济有不少的疑问。
If you go outside the country, look at other countries, you will also see a lot of messes around us.
如果呢你 的外国呢，你就看呢，围绕着美国呢，也许有很多糟糕的事。
Yeah, you see a ICBM flying across the ocean.
那你会看见呢，有些这个导弹呢，远程导弹到处乱飞。
You wonder if those things will ever reach the continent.
那你就在想，这些导弹是不是会打到美国来？
Culturally,
文化上面呢
，a big mess there.
然后呢，也很糟糕的。
And this is the world we are in.
这就是我们当今这个世界。
It just seems like it never ends.
好像这些糟糕的事从来不结束似的。
As long as we have internet and we have news media.
那么我们有互联网，然后又有新闻媒体呢
？We will see these things every single day.
每天我们都还看见这些糟糕的事。
And now your cell phones.
然后你们现在又有这个。手机了。
You have it every single second.
那每一分每一秒你都能看到这些糟糕。
You will see it every day.
每天你都能看到。
The problem is why.
那么问题来了。
Where are these things coming from?
这些事从哪来呢？
And this is with a passage that answers the question.
今天的经文就回答了。
Basically, this passage will tell that this is a spiritual issue.
这段经文也告诉我，这些事实际上是属灵的。
We label a problem as historical problem, economical problem, political problem.
或者我们叫这些问题啊，不管是历史问题也好，政治问题也好，经济问题也好。
The Bible have a different perspective of this.
圣经的从圣经的角度来看呢是不同的。
The messiness, the troubles in this world is a spiritual problem.
这个世上所有糟糕的事，所有困难的事呢，都是属灵上的征战。
And the problem is because this world have too many kings.
那当然有个问题，就是这个世上呢有太多的皇帝了。
We call these some of these kings are presidents.
那这些皇帝呢，有些呢也许是总统。
You may call them bosses.
或者是老板。
And sometimes you may even call them parents.
或者呢，也许他是你父母。
And sometimes these bosses are actually your children.
当然有些这些老板也许是你的孩子。
They are everywhere.
哪里都有。
So when you read this passage,
那你读这段经文的时候，
although it seems to talk about some kings out there causing troubles,
你觉得好像是哦，这些君王在闹事似的。
It's not. It's more than that.
不仅仅是呢，是更多的。
It's talking about general people everywhere.
他是在普通的人讲话。
Because you do rule something in your life.
那在你的生命中，也许你就会管辖一些事。
You do, the Lord do put something under your control.
主呢也会把一些事呢由你来控制。
And so in some way that these are you are the king of these things.
那从一方面呢，你也就是这方面事情的君王。
And so this is the problem.
这就是那个问题。
How would this psalm address all these things?
那。诗篇又是怎样向我们解释这些事呢
？What kind of spiritual problem is that？
那属灵的征战的问题又是什么呢
？You go through this psalm carefully, you will see that basically we have no respect for the Lord.
你如果看这个诗篇看得仔细的，你就知道我们并不尊重我们的主。
We have a loss of respect for many, many other things.
或者我们尊重很多其他的事情。
We just don't have enough respect for the Lord.
我们对我们的主是不太尊重。
That causes a lot of problems.
这就造成了很多的问题。
Yeah, you see the psalm start with Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain?
那你就在看呢，这诗篇的两篇一节，两章一节，就是外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事。
And the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed.
世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华和他的受膏者。
And they're saying, "Let us burst the bonds apart and cast away the cords from us."
他们说，我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
In verse 2, it talks about the Lord and His anointed.
第二章呢是在讲主耶和华和他的受膏者。
That means the issue are two levels.
那么这当然这里就有两层的意思。
The Lord in heaven,
天父
and His anointed on earth.
就是他的受膏者在地上。
But ultimately, these things is a spiritual problem.
最终呢，这就是属灵的争端。
The world is in a spiritual rebellion.
这个事实上呢，实际上在属灵的方面抵挡神。
And it's not that, as some people would say, because the rapture will happen soon, and therefore these things will happen.
不是说耶稣马上就再来了，提升我们，这些事情很快就会发生了。Basically,
the world is like this since Genesis chapter 3.
实际上，这个世界就是这样的。自从这个创世纪第三章以后，就这个世界就是这样的。Sinners
have a natural tendency not to like God.
我们就是有罪的人呢，自然的就不喜欢神。Nor
do we sometimes even believer we have this tendency too.
尽管有些时候我们这些信耶稣的人也有这些事在我们身上发生。
So the sort of things we're dealing with is not just an earthly problem.
那么我们所要面临的不仅仅这个是属世的事情。And
we need to look at the spiritual side of everything we've seen before us.
那么我们面前所面临的所有的事，我们都要有一个属灵的眼光来看。Now
this psalm actually is very important for the New Testament church.
这篇经文实际上对。 新约的教会呢是很重要的。
This psalm actually in various places is repeatedly quoted in the New Testament.
在新约里面你也会看到很多地方也在引用这段经文。When
Peter and John were released from jail in Acts chapter 4, they cited Psalm 2:1, verse 1.
彼得和约翰从监牢里放出来的时候，他们一出来就引用了这个诗篇的二章一节。And
in Revelation chapter 6, is citing verse 5.
在启示录的第五章，他也引用了这个第五节，今天的这个第二章的第五节。
To speak of the return of Christ.
就是。
And if you read verse 7,
如果你再读第七节的话,
you will see that that verse actually show up in many places in the New Testament.
在新约里面呢，很多地方也都出现了这段经文。
Speaking of Jesus' authority about everything.
这也就是指着主耶稣，他为什么有权柄，在所有的事上有权柄。
And so this psalm would be very important for the life of the church.
那么这段经文呢，对我们教会的生活是很重要的。
So it gives us a perspective about what's going on in the world.
让我们呢也能够看清这个世上究竟在发生什么事。
And tell us how we can enter a life of blessing.
也在教导我们怎么样能够进入一个蒙福的生命。
Last time, a month ago, when I was here,
上一次也就是一个月前我来了。
I speak of Psalm 1 and 2 as a doorway into the life of blessing.
我也讲了诗篇的第一章和第二章，就是我们这个一个门，通过这个门，我们就能够进入一个蒙福的人生。And
because this life of blessing will end in Psalm 146 to Psalm 150.
当然这个蒙福的人生在。 诗篇的第150篇结束的。对，
and because all those ended in the loss of praises in the end of the book.
在诗篇的最后几篇呢，都是赞美神的一些经卷文。
So we are in the New Testament age.
我们现在当然在新约的时代。
It's good to understand how this psalm addresses our world today.
那我们就应该从这些经文上看出神在。
First, this psalm tells us that God will rule from above through earthly king.
第一就是上帝在掌管这个世界，通过在这个世上有的君王来掌管这个世界。God
rules from above.
当然，神是在天上掌管这个世界的。
In his reaction, he laughed at these people who rebelled against him.
有些人要反抗他们，他就讥笑他们，耻笑他们。
And then he also rebuked them.
当然也就教导他们。
He speak to them in his wrath.
就是在怒中的责备他们。
And terrified them.
也在恐吓他们。
However, he still his point is to set up a king on earth.
但是呢，他这些呢，也确实是他所设立的君王。
So he ruled from heaven.
在天上他掌权,
through a king on earth,
地上当然有君王,
this is usually how he operates.
这就是他怎么运作。
Our tendency today is to separate them.
那么我们今天这个世上呢, 我们就有这个欲望的把这两件事呢, 给分开来。
Either we think about something, some problem as a spiritual problem,
我们经常都会说, 这个事呢, 是属灵的,
or we think about a problem as an earthly problem.
或者呢，这个问题呢，就是属世的。So
if we see something is an earthly a spiritual problem,
那么我们当我们看到一个属灵的征战呢，we
say let's pray about it.
那我们就会说啊，让我们一起祷告。If
we say it's an earthly worldly problem,
我们说这个问题是属世的呢，let's
hire some professionals and lawyers to deal with it.
那我们就说，哎呀，那我们找一个专业人士或者找。 找律师来帮我们解决这个问题。
We love to do that.
那我们很喜欢这么做。
Naturally, we'll do that.
自然的我们就。
But the Bible put two things together in one psalm.
但是呢，圣经呢，把这两件事呢放在一个诗篇里面。
Although we know that this is a spiritual problem.
我们知道这是属灵的征战。
But the Bible also gives us an earthly solution.
也给我们在属世上呢也有一个解决的办法。
I think we need to do something like that in dealing with what we happen in our life.
我们在世上所有的生活都应该有这个解决的办法。
There are times when we actually spiritualize a problem.
那么有些时候呢，我们把有些问题呢提得太高，提到属灵的层面了。Actually,
when you spiritualize it, you cannot solve it.
如果你仅仅讲属灵呢，也许你就不能解决这个问题。Because
in that way of doing things, you try to encourage yourself not to do a single thing.
在那种情况，有时候你就会觉得呢，你不再做事。
You become very passive.
然后呢，你就是非常被动的。
You sit there and wait for God to do some miracle.
你就坐在那，你在等啊，神呐，你给我一个神迹吧。
We are not denying miracles today even.
当然，今天我们不是说没有神迹。
God can do it.
神会做神迹的。
But oftentimes we only either separate something as spiritual and earthly.
但是呢，我们经常呢就会把一些事呢，弄成了属神的了，或者属世的了。
I think in understanding these psalms,
在理解这段诗篇呢，
as God has ruled from heaven,
神在天上掌权，
and He established Christ and the, as the Lord of the universe,
他也让耶稣基督成为这个世界的主。
And the Bible keeps talking about the Lord is ruling over the world today.
圣经一直在告诉我们，主掌管这个世界。
And then He gives this authority to the church.
他把这些权柄呢给了教会。
There are reasons why we consider issues in a more comprehensive manner.
这就是我们为什么要全面的来理解这些问题。
You understand the spiritual natures of our problems.
你就要在一些问题上，你应该知道这属灵的层面的意义。
But you also understand the practical problem that you need to solve.
那我们也知道，在世上就确实有一些问题我们要解决的。
I have dealt with one lady who has a gambling problem.
那么我确实也在帮助。 帮助过一个女士，她呢有赌博的这个问题。
When she explained to other people why she stopped coming to church,
她在向别人解释她为什么不来教会了。
She would say, I have a different perspective about investment.
他说我对这个投资呀、有不同的看法。
A different way to manage money.
啊，有不同的办法来管理钱。
So look at that. You see, well, there is a seems like it's a gambling problem.
但是你看呢，你觉得哎，这确实好像是一个赌博的问题啊。
And so we would say, let's pray for her.
那我们就会说啊，我们为她祷告。
But I think there can be something more that can be done.
但是呢，我们确实应该做更多的事。
Because the gaming board actually have a statement that this gambler can sign.
那在美国这个管理赌博的这个委员会呢，会让这些去赌的人呢要签名签个字。
Yeah, if they're too addicted, they can sign a piece of document.
如果他真是赌博上瘾的话呢
？And they will stop receiving gains from the winnings.
如果他们赌的太多了，那个他们尽管赚赢了钱，也许就不给他钱。
So other than as addressing a spiritual problem,
那当然了，这也确实是个属灵的征战。
She's seeking pleasure apart from what the Lord has given her.
那她呢，就在一些神给她之外的方面呢，在寻找一些快乐。
But there is something very practical that we need to do with.
但确实呢，有一些确实的事我们应该做。
I think in our life we will find many examples like that too.
在生活中呢，我们有很多同样的例子。
And in here, you will see God's solution, not just that He ruled from earth, but He also have decreed and established a Messiah.
在这段经文里，我们看到神不光在天上掌权，他确实也传了圣旨，在这个世上设立了他的受膏者。
What does that mean?
这又是什么意思？
What's the big deal about establishing a Messiah?
那就是说这个弥赛亚，神要设立一个弥赛亚，又是什么意思？
Now, in verse 7 to 9, the psalmist says something like this. I will tell of decree, the Lord said to me, You are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage.And the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces, like a potter's vessel.
那第七节到第九节，今天的经文是这么说的：受膏者说，我要传圣旨。耶和华承诺我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我就将列国赐为你的产业，将地级赐为你的田产。你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇。降的瓦器摔碎。
God established a son.
上帝在世上，在这个世界呢，设立了儿子。
He will begotten him.
他就是今日生他。
But then he will receive all the possessions of the nations.
那他就会得到这世上的列国为产业。
And he definitely will break the bondage.
他也会把那些捆绑给打碎。
What does that all these things mean?
那么这些又是什么意思？
Without actually understanding Jesus, this thing will be quite meaningless.
如果你不懂得耶稣基督的话，那这些话就没什么意思。
We will never do something like that.
我们自己从来不会做这事。
Even when we say we are sons, we are children of God.
尽管我们有时候会说我们是神的儿子的话。
Yeah, we never have we never have the nations as our heritage.
我们从来没有说列国是我们产业。
We never get that rich.
我们从来也不会太富有。
We never own so much.
我从来也不会拥有很多的田地。
I don't think I'm powerful enough to break any bondages at all.
我觉得我不会有那么多的能力会把一些捆绑给打碎了。
So to read these few verses directly unto myself is totally meaningless.
如果你仅仅看这些经文，直接看这些经文，对你来说确实没什么意思。
And therefore, if we understand this, we have to go through Jesus in order to understand how it's meaningful to me.
如果我们想懂得这些经文的意思，你要通过耶稣基督，通过耶稣基督这些经文对我们才有意义。
You understand verse 7, in New Testament, keep quoting 7, as talking about Jesus.
那 你也懂得第七节啊，新约里面很多地方都啊引用第七节，就在指着耶稣基督讲这儿子。
The relationship between the Father and the Son is kind of, you have to understand the relationship. The relationship between the Father and the Son is special.
那你如果看到这个，就是父和子的关系是非常特殊的。
Is in eternity.
是永远的。
在永恒里面。
在永恒里面。
The Father gave birth to the Son.
在永恒之中。啊，父生了子
begotten the son, begot son,
就是那个生的那个意思。
And so he can receive all the blessings and promises of God.
那他就会得到神的应许和神的祝福。
And we understand the flow of history in the Bible.
那我们从圣经中我们也知道历史是怎么流动的。
There are not just one son in the Bible, one son of God in the Bible.
在圣经中不仅仅有一位神的儿子。
There are multiple people in the Bible that is called the Son of God.
那有好几位在圣经里面人物，我们也讲是神子。
But only one Son of God who is perfect.
但是只有一个神的儿子是完美的。
And he's the only one who is perfect enough to receive that he is worthwhile to receive all the blessings from God.
那他那么的完美，所以他们才得到神所有的祝福。
So the focus of this psalm will be on one person.
这些诗篇呢，经文呢，实际上都是指着一个人说的。
In a way, it's kind of strange that because this psalm does not talk about me.
那也许你会觉得很奇怪，这些经文没有对我，没有讲我。
Doesn't talk about us.
也没有讲我们。
It talk about this son.
而且只是讲这个儿子。
However,
但是呢
，this is also about us indirectly.
这确实间接的呢，也是在讲我们。
Actually, not really indirectly, but directly.
不仅仅是间接的，实际上是直接的。
Because this son becomes the son of God, and therefore we are, by faith, we are going into the son.
那这个儿子实际上是神的儿子，那么我们通过他，我们也走向神的面前。
We are in union with this son.
我们和这个子连在一起。
So whatever God has given this son is passed on to us.
神给了他的儿子，这些福分呢，也就给了我们。
So you see the solution that God has given the world.
那我们就看到了这个神在这个世上一个什么样的解决的办法。
First is the son.
开始呢，一开始主要就是这个儿子。
And therefore, the solution also belongs to all these people who are in this son.
那这些解决的办法呢，也就给了所有在他儿子里面的人。
This is our hope.
这就是我们希望。
Facing the problems around us.
那我们每个人周围都有很多的问题。
The Bible talks the solution is in the son.
那么解决问题的办法呢，是在他儿子里面。
Therefore, if we want to find solution, we go into the Son, we go inside the Son to find the solution.
如果我们想找到一个解决问题的办法呢，我们就要到他儿子里面。
There's no good things, no solution apart from this Son.
除他的儿子以外呢，没有更好的解决办法。
Therefore, He is our salvation.
这就是他为什么是我们的救主。
He is our wisdom.
他也是我们的智慧。
He is our sanctification.
他也使得我们成为圣洁。
And Paul even say, Christ is our everything.
保罗在他书信里讲啊，基督是我们的一切。
It's easy to shift our focus from Christ onto many things around us.
当然在我们生活中很容易我们把我们的注意力呢从耶稣基督移到我们周围很多的事情。
Because our problems are actually strangely attractive.
因为有些时候呢我们的问题呢也是吸引我们的地方。
They are so attractive, we have to keep looking, staring at them.
它很吸引人，所以呢，我们就是老是在看呀，老是在研究啊。
But we have no solution by getting into these problems.
但是呢，我们没有解决这个问题的办法。
And do too much research on these problems we have in our life.
你做了很多的研究，你在你生命中得做了很多，浪费了很多时间，也没有解决。
We need to turn to Christ.
我们应该转向基督。
Turn a different direction.
转到一个不同的方向。
That fits the solution that this psalm has given us.
这样才有解决问题的办法。
And therefore, towards the end, we understand the proper attitude we should have.
那在这些经文的结束的地方呢，我们就有知道我们应该有什么样的好的态度来对面对这些问题。
The verse 10 to 11, there are several attitudes that we should have.
第十节和第十一节就是我们应该有的态度。
还有十二节。
还有十二节。
Yeah. Be wise.
应该有智慧。
That means be smart.
应该聪明。
So smart means find solution in the Lord.
这个聪明呢，实际上是在主里面找到解决问题。
Don't do your own thing.
用你自己的办法。
That's Bible says it is a foolishness.
这圣经也在讲，你自己硬要做就是错。
Second, be wanted.
后面呢，应该就是敬畏。
Receive warnings.
接收主给我们的一些警告。
Sometimes we don't receive warnings.
很多时候呢，我们确实没有得到警告。
You can see that on Google GPS.
你在 Google 或者那个 GPS 上面呢，都看到过。
There are chances when if I do not follow Google.I can still reach my destination.
如果我们不遵守那个 Google 给我指的路，我也许会到我要去的地方。
But sometimes you get used to a route on the street.
有时候呢，你很喜欢走一条路，比如说。
When a GPS bring you through different streets, you tend to disbelieve it.
那也许那 GPS 呢会叫你走不同的路，然后你就觉得哎很奇怪，不相信。
It happens to me so many times.
那我自己呢就经历过好几次这样的。
Because you do not believe those things are, you can actually solve a problem like that.
也许你不相信呢，你就不会解决问题了。
To go from my home, to go from Temple University.To go to Northeast.
或者比如说吧，从坦普大学到东北贝。
Sometimes the GPS will route me through Chinatown.
有些时候呢，那 GPS 呢会让我从中国城走。
I don't believe it.
那我不相信。
And therefore I suffer.
那我也就有时候呢就受点苦了。
So warnings, instructions are pretty important.
那就是警告啊，或者指导啊。说明书啊，对我们来说都很有意义。
Sometimes the third thing is that we don't want to listen to warnings because we're not fearful at all.
还有一个呢，就是有时候呢，我们不想听警告，因为呢，我们不怕。
So the third thing that our attitude should be fearful. We should be fearful of the Lord.
那第三件呢，就是我们应该成畏惧，存战兢。
Fear of the Lord.
怕。
Open doors for you.
畏惧主的话，那就主就会给你看到。
Read Proverbs, you will see it.
你在这箴言里面，你多看看，你就会看出来。
And then you can be also rejoice.
那你就会快乐。
It takes the fear of God and the rejoicing in the Lord together.
那这经常是一起的，就是说你敬畏神，然后呢，在神里边呢有快乐，这是一起的。
It's hard to explain how that happens.
解释很清楚比较难。
I would say try it.
但是呢，我说呢，你试试看。
Actually, it will happen.
就会发生。
Because you fear of the Lord, you rejoice in Him also.
你敬畏神， 你就会在神里面有快乐。
And the end of this in verse 12,
那在最后呢十二节
it talk about kiss the son,
就是讲呢用嘴亲子。
That means to please him.
就说呢让耶稣基督呢快乐。
That means that's not very Chinese at all.
那对中文来说，中国人来说，这好像很有点不同的意思。
We just don't randomly go out and kiss people.
那么我们在外面呢，不会随随便便的亲嘴。
Yeah, but also at the end of it, talk about take refuge in the Lord.
那最后呢，说在神里面你投靠神，在神里面做避难所。
Instead of sheltering yourself in a lots of complaints and problems of other people.
你不应该在其他人的讲话或者做法里面呢投靠，你应该投靠神。
So we can rest in that shelter.
那我们就会在神这个避难所里的平安。
Let the word of God shield us.
神的话语来保护我们。
So that we will not be affected by words of many other people out there.
那么这个世上的事呢，就对我们没有任何影响。
Take refuge in what the Lord promises.
在主耶稣的应许里面，我们投靠他。
Instead of taking refuge in the lots of problems we have.
那我们就不需要在世上所有的问题里面投靠他们了。
So this psalm is just one psalm, but always going back to it, one same point.
这诗篇的很多经文到最后呢，就是一个意思。
Who is Messiah?
那谁是这个救世主？
Who is Messiah to you?
那谁是你的救世？
When you find a solution,
当你找到一个解决问题的办法的时候，
Does your solution have anything to do with this Messiah?
那你这个解决问题的办法和这个救世主有没有关系呢？
Go back to this psalm and meditate on this.
那时候呢，你就应该来到这篇经文，在这篇经文多祷告。
Take your time to think about what the psalmists have expressed and talked about here.
花些时间在想写这篇经文的作者在要告诉我们什么东西。
And compare with what we usually do in our daily life.
和我们生命中我们经常随手就要做的事情呢来比较一下。
In order that we can rule this world.
这样呢我们就能够掌管这个世界。
Like Christ.
和耶稣基督一样。
And also to do battles in this world.
那就在这个世上进行属灵的征战。
Take shelter in the Messiah.
在主耶稣里面投靠他。
Doesn't stop us, doesn't mean that we only should stay there and do nothing about what's going on out there.
这并不是说我们就待在那里什么事都不干了。
But we should move out.
我们确实还是要走出来。
Because our Lord still rules the whole world.
因为我们的主也是掌管这个世界的。
And not just the area inside these walls.
不是仅仅在这个墙壁里面这个世界属于他掌管。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
But we do see a lot of problems around us.
在我们周围确实有很多很多的问题。
We also see the struggles inside our hearts.
我们在我们心中也有很多的征战。
But we often look for wrong solutions.
我们经常也会寻找一些错误的办法。
We forgot who you are.
我们忘记了你是谁。
And we forgot about Jesus.
我们忘记了耶稣基督。
May your word bring us back to this focus.
就求你的话语把我们带到定睛在耶稣基督。
So that we may know Jesus.
我们就更好的认识耶稣。
And know our problems again through Jesus.
让我们对我们的问题有在耶稣基督里有更好的理解。
We thank you for your word.
主啊，感谢你的话语。
We ask that our life will be living in the fear and joy of you.
我们向你祷告，愿我们的生命中敬畏神，也在主里面喜悦。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.